Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, June 1st, 2020. This morning, I will talk about mercy. Let's begin with a word of prayer. God of all compassion and mercy, forgive me, Lord, for the sins of my youth, when I fell short of the plans that you had for me, when in your great compassion you were kind to me and patient, teaching me your law and demonstrating your grace. Forgive me, Lord, for the transgressions of my youth, when I disobeyed your law, when in your mercy you looked the other way and disregarded my attitude, teaching me forbearance and gentle persuasion. Forgive me, Lord, for the iniquity of my youth, when I failed to help those around me, when in your everlasting love you sent your Son to die for me, atoning for my sin, my transgressions, and my iniquity, so that I might grow to be a man mindful of compassion, mercy, and love that were modeled for me all the days of my life. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Matthew 5:7 we read, "Honored are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." Mercy highlights our attention with God because our flesh delights neither in practicing mercy nor in offering it. Rather than practice mercy, we prefer people to keep their promises and pay their bills. Rather than asking for mercy, we prefer to pretend that we are sinless. Born in sin, mercy draws attention to our lack of holiness and our finitude, highlighting our tension with God. Mercy is one of God's signature character traits. It appears in the Golden Rule, in the Lord's Prayer, and most significantly, in a short list of God's attributes given to Moses immediately after the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. In Exodus 34:4-7 we read, "The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation.'" The Sinai context here is important because God exposes his character traits to Moses as a set of core values to be used to interpret the law correctly. Experienced lawmakers know that laws taken out of context can be misinterpreted, and they frequently publish commentaries to assure proper interpretation. To interpret God's character correctly, start by recognizing that God is merciful. God demonstrates his mercy in that Jesus willingly died on the cross to save us from our sins. Our atonement through Christ confirms his divinity precisely because it exemplifies God's mercy. Mercy appears in many grammatical forms in Scripture in the Greek, but the adverbial form used in the fifth beatitude is used nowhere else. This form can be used to declare or to be presented as a cause. Merciful means being concerned about people in their need, merciful, sympathetic, compassionate, and is derived from the same root as compassion. Mercy and forgiveness appear as two sides of the same coin, as we read, "Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or the transgressions according to your steadfast love. Remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord." This is Psalm 25, verses 6 and 7. The psalmist talks about mercy, love, and goodness, which together constitute forgiveness. Jesus talks about mercy when we read, "Go and learn what it means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous but sinners." This is found in Matthew 9:13. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others." This is Matthew 23:23. "And should not you have mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" This is Matthew 18:33. Jesus clearly values mercy more than legal compliance or punishment. He also talks about mercy using other words or phrases, as in, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also for them, for this is the law and the prophets." This is Matthew 7:12. "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." This is Matthew 6:12. In the first example of the Golden Rule, he uses the reciprocal form, do as you would have them do. Also used in the fifth beatitude, give mercy, receive mercy, suggesting through parallel construction that a parallel concept is also being discussed. The reciprocal form of the fifth beatitude makes a convincing case for mercy. Mercy is not earned by being merciful, but mercy suggests God's presence and that we are blessed when we offer it. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.